From Washington, this is VOA News. The United States and the Afghan government are calling on the Taliban to return to peace talks. Secretary of State John Kerry visited Kabul Saturday for talks with Afghan officials. At a joint news conference with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, Kerry said the Taliban's participation in the peace process could help end the suffering of the Afghan people.
Again today, we call on the Taliban to enter into a peace process, a legitimate process, a real process that provides equal rights, protection for all Afghans, and brings to an end the violence and the suffering that the people of this country have endured for so many years.
Shortly after Kerry left the Afghan capital, witnesses in central Kabul reported hearing at least two explosions. Authorities said they are still working to determine the nature of the blasts. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has won the Wyoming Democratic Caucus, the last nominating contest before the delegate-rich New York primary. The victory was Sanders' eighth out of the last nine contests. Sanders said his recent successes boost his momentum headed toward the Democratic convention.
We are in this race to win. We have a path to victory, and our intention is to win the Democratic nomination and then win the general election.
Just 14 Democratic delegates were up for grabs in Wyoming, fewer than any other state. Sanders' win there does little to help him close the delegate gap. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has more than half the 2,383 delegates needed to win the nomination. The next primary for both the Democrats and the Republicans is April 19th in New York. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. Belgian prosecutors have charged four more suspects Saturday, linked to the deadly suicide bombings in Brussels last month that killed 32 people. Also Saturday, Belgium's federal prosecutor said that Paris attacks suspects, Mohamed Abrini, has admitted that he was the man in the hat seen accompanying two suicide bombers at the Brussels airport. Abrini is suspected to be linked with both the Paris and the Brussels attacks. Despite multiple arrests in connection with the November 13 attacks in Paris and the deadly bombings in Brussels in March, Belgium's capital remains under the second highest terror alert. Protesters in London Saturday called on Prime Minister David Cameron to resign after his family's financial affairs were included in the so-called Panama Papers. Several hundred people gathered on Downing Street, where the Prime Minister's residence is located, wearing signs that said, "Time to go, chum, defy Tory rule," and chanting, "What do we want? Cameron out." Speaking at his Conservative Party's spring forum early Saturday, Cameron said he should have handled scrutiny of his family's tax arrangements better, and he promised to learn from his mistakes.
"I know that I should have handled this better. I could have handled this better. I know there are lessons to learn, and I will learn them. And don't blame Number 10 Downing Street or nameless advisers. Blame me, and I will learn the lessons."
Cameron's admission came several days after negative media coverage and calls for his resignation. The Labour Party has also called for him to speak to Parliament about his financial affairs. Greece's deputy foreign minister says the EU-Turkey repatriation program, that is, needs some improvements, but he is confident the program will be streamlined quickly. Nikos Zidakis made the statement after a visit by ministers from France, Italy, the Netherlands, and other European Union countries to a migrant reception center in Athens. Dutch Foreign Minister Bert Konders said he was relatively optimistic that the deal the EU struck with Turkey would smooth the asylum process for migrants.
"I'm relatively optimistic that although there is such a human misery that we see around us, that it's possible with this new agreement to come to a solution. But it's difficult for all the people here because, of course, they still have to wait for the asylum procedure, but everybody gets one, so that is, I think, very positive."
Earlier on Saturday, five migrants, four women and one child, drowned when their boat capsized off the Greek island of Samos, close to Turkey's coast. For more on these stories, please visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.